Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. Those of you listening from the United States likely aren't getting ready for school this morning because today is Memorial Day. Hopefully some of our Grace Harbor adults get the day off too. This afternoon, we're meeting up with a couple other families down at the library. The library itself is closed for the holiday, but the playground and the field are open. We parents are kind of hoping we can just set up with blankets, camping chairs, and some snacks in the shade and watch the kids run around for a few hours. Now, today isn't the only holiday this weekend. At the end of Friday's episode, I told you that there was an important one for the church on Sunday. It was Pentecost. Pentecost is sometimes called the birthday of the church. You see, Jesus had been going around loving people, teaching people, caring for people, and more for 3 years. During that time, people mostly focused on him and whatever he was doing. Obviously, because he was Jesus, the stuff he was doing was amazing. But he could only be in one place at one time. If he could get people all over to follow his example and join in the work, the impact would be so much greater. Besides, that good work is the kind of stuff we were made to do anyway. So, after Easter, he spent 40 days teaching and training his followers. The goal was for them to be able to form communities of people who love Jesus and follow Jesus' example in loving others. That's the church. But as Jesus was leaving to go back to heaven after those 40 days, he asked them to wait. Don't just jump into the work yourselves. Wait for God's Holy Spirit to show up, because the Holy Spirit is the one who's going to fuel the church. So they waited and prayed, and 10 days later, something incredible happened. Even though they were gathered together inside with all the doors and windows shut, suddenly it sounded like there was a rushing wind, and then little bits of fire appeared over everyone's head. That might sound crazy to us, but the disciples knew exactly what it meant. You see, they knew the story of when God talked to Moses out of a burning bush. They remembered that when God's people wandered through the wilderness for 40 years, God guided them with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire at night. There's a lot more examples like these in the Bible, but let's just say the message was clear. God is with you. It's go time. They immediately went outside and started to tell the story of Jesus. In that moment, God did another miraculous thing by making sure that everyone could understand what they were saying, even if they spoke a different language. The Bible tells us that after hearing about Jesus, 3,000 people decided to join the team and help tell the story and do the work of loving and serving others. Not a bad birthday, huh? Well, that has continued in one way or another all the way to right now. For generation after generation, people who loved and followed Jesus told other people about him. They demonstrated what Jesus' love looked like through their own lives. And some of the people they told also joined in and did the same thing. I love and follow Jesus because somebody told me about him. Well, lots of somebodies. My parents, my Sunday school teachers and pastors when I was growing up, friends. And here's the amazing thing. I know who told me, but I don't really know who told them. You see, my decision to follow Jesus, which is pretty much the best decision I've ever made, is thanks in large part to a few people I do know, but also countless people I don't know and will never know who also loved and followed Jesus. As we get ready to close in prayer, why don't you take a moment to name someone that's had a positive impact on your life? Someone who's loved you and helped you become the person you are today. And then in our prayer, we'll be sure to give thanks for all those unknown people who have also been super important. Go ahead and share your person now. And if you need more time, feel free to pause the podcast. I'll be right here when you get back. Wow. It feels good to practice gratitude, doesn't it? Let's keep that going as we pray. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for all of the amazing people who have helped shape us into the people we are today and the people we're becoming. We also want to say a special thanks for all of the people, year after year after year, who will never know personally, but who helped pass on the story of Jesus and the love you have for us. May we be faithful in our part of that great story too. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Monday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.